Look, I think one of the principles is that things written at a literal level are written from the perspective of human experience. So for us, you know, it does appear at times that the Lord is absent when we're going through a struggle. So the first principle, though, is that the Lord is omnipresent. The Lord is never absent. He appears absent due to our state. There's nothing in the Lord that makes him withdraw from anybody. Then the Lord is omniscient, knows all things. Then that's just not qualified in any way. So for the Lord not to know something or to change his mind, which is often how the sense of the letter depicts things, it has to be an appearance. So we may be struggling with something. We pray and there's a shift in our circumstances, and perhaps we put that down to the Lord altering his stance in relation to us or something like that. But in actual fact, that's not what's happened. What's happened is that the need for us to be engaged in things as of self is in play, and the Lord maintains that at all times. And so we have the experience of having some agency in what happens. But at the end of the day, the only agency we have is what the Lord gives us, and that is the ability to choose what is good and true over what is evil and false. And the way that it's set up is that that is never withdrawn. And so within that, the purpose of prayer is to align our thinking, to bring us back to the Lord, to elevate our thinking out of what is sense-based and come back to what the Word says is true. And so through that effort, if you like, we have our minds slowly reformed into a form that can hold what is of the Lord more fully in our states of awareness. So the Lord's providence is over how things are presented and how they appear to maintain human freedom in things. So there is really only one prayer, thy will be done. That's really the only prayer there is, because we make judgments about what is good at this level of life. And to remember that things are seen in the context of what is eternal. We only see things in temporal terms. The Lord sees things in eternal terms. And everything that we experience at this level of life goes into the mix, the providential mix, as it were, that's looking to our eternal welfare and the eternal welfare of the whole.